it's time for Zonk. Zonk.
Zonk, stay tuned to the end for our chicken sandwich wrap roundup.
Alright. I'm outside Sigma, so the difference here, Emmett, is it's chicken sandwich wrap. Is if you're gonna go to the lawyer's office, make sure you call me. Alright. This is a hot dog Cody Road, 3002.
I became aware of Dominion theology and Dominionism, I guess, probably 4 or 5 years ago. I had a relative who started attending a church that was Pentecostal and evangelical, and I went to their website one day just to kind of find out what they were all about, and it became apparent to me that they wanted to make sure that their faith was reflected in all aspects of their life. So their jobs needed to be Christ-focused, or at least in line with Christian thought and theology. Their social lives, their entertainment, the people they associated themselves with, their politics, all needed to kind of fall in line with Christian way of thinking and primarily conservative Christian thought, far-right politics. And the idea being that it kind of springs from this idea in Genesis that human beings are supposed to have dominion over the earth and all the creatures and all creation in it, and that God gives them this authority, this mandate. Dominionism, from what I understand, dominion theology kind of took shape starting in the late 60s and into the 70s. So really these ideas have been around for 40 or 50 years, but it kind of really fell in line with conservative fundamentalist Christianity and conservative politics. Republicans, but far-right kind of Republicans, Christian conservatives. So the big names that started popping up are people like Jerry Falwell, James Dobson, David Chilton, Pat Robertson. Those people started to really take prominence. And if people will remember, like the Moral Majority was a thing with Jerry Falwell that he pushed really hard. And within that, whether they didn't really say it explicitly, but within that, the underpinnings were all dominion theology and reconstructionism and kingdom now theology. So this kind of mode of thought within Christianity is really kind of relatively new. They believe some basic things that, for instance, that Satan usurped man's dominion over the earth via Adam and Eve's fall with the serpent.
Like the hot dog code, rain-drenched streets, sidewalks, alleys, overpasses, cafes, schnitzel houses, used t-shirt stores, locksmiths, barbershops,
catch hot dogs,
tenement houses, welfare hotels. I'm looking for a locksmith today. Jesse's Lock and Key shut down unexpectedly last week. I didn't get over there in time to get a duplicate made of the one key I need a duplicate for. Why I need a duplicate is my business. Where I'm gonna find one though, that's the hot dog code. Useful things keep disappearing. Might have to try them all.
Something stinks here.
That these particular Christians adhere to. They consider themselves to be spiritual warriors, Pentecostal people and charismatics specifically. Those people are very, very influenced by the Kingdom Now mode of thought, and they view themselves as doing the work of God in a spiritual war, kind of a spiritual warrior kind of fashion. Another offshoot of these people, of these groups of dominionists, are the New Apostolic Reformation. And those people actively seek, and no bones about it, actively seek to undermine the separation of the church and state, to establish Christian law as the dominating law, and to set Christians in positions of power so that they can dictate social constructs, social rules, political laws, economic systems. The goal with dominionism is to have dominion over the earth, over every single aspect of the earth, over everyone's being, under this, what many other Christians believe is a crazy thought, that there's somehow going to bring about Christ's second coming. And there are many Christians who believe that that is absolutely not the right way to look at the Bible and Christ, whatever Christ's second coming is supposed to be. But
score. Stay tuned till the end for our chicken sandwich wrap around it.
I left a message there.
Denver
numbers that chicken sandwich wrappers. Yeah, I mean, it's
the only orange I see is those rigid.
Yeah,
you don't see much.
No, I mean, it's a brilliant. All right, well, I gotta start again. Just keep it.
Right, did you get the first part?
An hour spent fucking the hot dog code through all the old familiar places. Not so familiar anymore. Gas town. Tourist shakedown spots. I walk in. Do you guys cut keys? No. They just laugh. Something funny about that. Everybody tells me to go Army and Navy. Army and Navy doesn't cut keys anymore. I wandered through Chinatown. And one home decor spot and another. They just smile, tell me to go to Army and Navy. I found a corner store. They tell me to try one of the shops in Chinatown.
Yeah, I know, right?
Nobody uses keys anymore. Everybody sleeps with their door open. I don't know, maybe they use magnets. Maybe I'm the last guy still using hard keys. I don't know, I don't go to people's houses. I don't see how other people live. I walk the hot dog code. Nobody I know has a door to lock. Finally, I found a home appliance store in Chinatown. Rice cookers, air fryers, curling irons, yellow sign stuck to the door, we cut keys. Family operation, three generations of men behind a counter. The older gentleman selling a set of knives. A couple of middle-aged white ladies. I take the next guy. You got keys, I say? Only door keys. I walk the hot dog code. I got my duplicate made.
Thank you.
Okay, here's the final number.
27 chicken sandwich wrappers.
The high five, the high five, the high five. Thank you.